listeners of AC English, welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 彬彬。
This is Sayla. 我在美国向大家问好。
哎，Sayla，最近美国有一个女孩，是不是在你们国家彻底火了
？Yes, a girl has gone viral in America recently.
哎，这是什么时候的事情啊
？Since the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden.
哦，拜登的总统就职典礼。Presidential inauguration of Joe Biden, right? And Lady Gaga 不也上去表演了吗？但是火的就是一个一身黄衣的22岁的小姑娘，可以说是抢尽了风头啊。She stole the show.
Yes, she stole the show.
她好像是背了一首诗，对吧
？Yes, she read a poem at the presidential inauguration of Joe Biden.
然后这首诗就让美国人民彻底被打动了。
Yes, it caused millions of people across the country to be moved, and she got universal praise.
啊，获得了全球好评。She got universal praise. 哎，我还真有点好奇这个 Amanda Gorman 了。
Exactly. Now many people are wondering who exactly is Amanda Gorman.
哎，对啊，她到底是个干嘛的？为什么这个 Amanda Gorman, 为什么她可以在总统就职典礼上背诗呢
?Yes, so today we are going to talk about the poet Amanda Gorman.
嗯，我们今天就来聊一聊22岁的美国爆火女诗人 Amanda Gorman. 那第一个问题哈，就是 Who is Amanda Gorman? 是何方神圣呢
?Well, she was born in Los Angeles in 1998.
啊，98年出生于洛杉矶。哎呦，这么小。
Yes, she's very young. And she was raised by a single mother who was a sixth grade English teacher. And Amanda also has a twin sister.
哦，单亲家庭长大的，妈妈呢是英语老师，是 sixth grade English teacher, 六年级的英语老师。哎，这个其实就跟妈妈是语文老师的中国孩子一样，是吧？怪不得会写诗呢。她家的这个相对来讲，这个学习氛围可能更浓一点吧。
Yes, she said that she was raised to not watch very much TV and was always encouraged by her mother to read and write a lot.
嗯，少看电视，多读书，而且她天分应该挺好的吧。
Well, did you know that she actually has a hearing disorder?
啊，真的吗？她还有 hearing disorder, 有听觉障碍。
Yes, and she is very sensitive to loud sounds and had a speech impediment as a child.
Wow, 不但有 a hearing disorder, 而且呢还有 a speech impediment, 言语障碍。哎，好像拜登也有这个 speech impediment。
Yes, she had to work very hard to overcome this.
嗯，最终她也的确是 worked very hard, 然后最后呢 overcome 各种障碍，然后而且呢她还考上了哈佛大学，对不对？
Yes, it was very impressive. She went to college at Harvard and studied sociology.
嗯 ，sociology 就是社会学啊，在哈佛读的社会学已经毕业了。
嗯 ，She published her first book in 2015 when she was only 16 years old.
真的是少年成名哈。嗯、She published her first book.When she was only 16.
She also became the first person to be named the National Youth Poet Laureate in 2017.
Laureate 是指桂冠的意思，她是美国官方认证的诗人，桂冠诗人，对吧？
Yes.
很厉害。
She has also said before that in 2036, she wants to run for president.
She wants to run for president in 2036. 挺有想法的，哈哈，想在这个2036年竞选美国总统。这个在美国还真是挺难说的哈，有可能真成真的了。所以呢，作为这个 The National Youth Poet Laureate, Amanda 本身在美国就已经很出名了，是不是？所以才有这个机会去这个 inauguration 就职典礼上背这个背诗去。但真的好年轻啊，才22岁哈。
Yes, when she read her poem at the inauguration, she was the youngest poet to ever read at one, at only 22 years old.
嗯，史上最年轻的 the youngest poet to read.At inauguration.
There have actually only been 6 other poets, but none of them were as young as her, and there was only one other woman.
嗯，出名要趁早啊。哎，听说这首诗好像是 Amanda 在1月6号美国国会暴乱那天写的，是这样吗？
Yes, so she actually wrote most of the poem before, and then she finished the rest of it late at night around the day of the attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
可能那天美国发生这个暴乱之后比较激动，所以诗人呢把这首诗给完成了 finish the rest of it late at that night. 哎，so what did Americans think about her? 美国人都怎么评价这个 Amanda Gorman?
Well, Americans were so so moved by her poem and by Amanda herself.
完全被这首诗和这个人给感动到了。So moved, right?而且这个诗歌好像本身就挺美的，非常的 moving, 感人哈。
Yes, not only was the poem very moving and beautiful, but people were touched by what she symbolizes.
What she symbolizes, 她所象征的，她所代表的，对吧？
Yes, she was a young black woman who was reciting for a president.
A young black woman who was reciting for the president. 为总统背诗的年轻黑人女子。哎，不过这首诗诗里面到底在说什么呢？
Well, she talked about how she was working from the backs and legacies of slaves.
人种问题永远是美国的一个大问题哈。2020年好像也有很多次的这个种族冲突。
Yes, in 2020, there were a lot of racial conflicts, and her poem felt very healing.
所以呢，这首诗来的真是时候哈，有那么多的 racial conflicts, 一个种族冲突的话，那么这首诗出来之后呢，是非常的 healing, 很治愈。
She talked about how she is actually a descendant of a slave who is also named Amanda, so that made it an even more beautiful moment.
特别美的一个片刻哈， very beautiful moment. 听说她被邀请去美国橄榄球超级杯大赛去表演，是真的吗？
Yes, she is performing at the Super Bowl tomorrow, and she is also releasing two children's books later this year.
Wow, 她明天就要去Super Bowl 了哈，真的，他可能让这个诗歌变成了一件很酷的事情。
James Corden, who is a talk show host, said that her poem was the best part of the ceremony, and that she has made poetry cool again and has brought so much hope to this country.
James Corden 是美国著名的脱口秀演员之一，他盛赞 Amanda 背诗是整个总统就职典礼上最棒的部分，我们就说他这个 stole the show 的确是抢了风头。而且呢，说这个 she has brought so much hope to the country。崔娃呢也采访了 Amanda。
Trevor Noah on The Daily Show talked about how she is bringing poetry back into normal people's lives and impacting them so deeply.
让诗歌变成了一件非常日常的一件事情。哎，我们从这首诗里面挑几句最赞的来分享一下吧，好不好？
Yeah, so some of the most impactful lines of the poem were, "We've learned that quiet isn't always peace." And the norms and notions of what just is, isn't always justice.
我们已经知悉了这个 quiet isn't always peace. 沉默并不是和平，对吧？而且呢，我们所谓的这个规范也好，这个 norms 也好，还是这个 notions 也好，what just is, isn't always justice. 这个里面它是有一个文字游戏的。哎，这些东西呢，并非总是公正的。
Here's another one. For while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us.
当我们放眼未来的时候，哎，历史呢也在注视着我们。For while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it.If only we're brave enough to be it.
哎，这句我特别喜欢，就是那个to see it, 还有后面这个 to be it. 就是说因为总是有光的，对不对？只要我们足够勇敢去 see it, 去看它，然后呢 if only we're brave enough to be it, 只要我们足够勇敢去成为它。
We will not march back to what was, but move to what shall be.
这句也特别好，就让我们把过去都忘掉，然后往未来去迈进，对不对？所以他说we will not march back to what was, 不会再返回曾经，而是呢 move to what shall be, 而是迈向未来，我们应该是什么样子的，对吧？是一个受伤但是完整，仁慈但是勇敢，激情而自由的国家。哎，他在语言上参考了这个圣经的经文，对吧？以及这个肯尼迪还有牧师马丁路德金的这种演讲的方式，带着一种紧迫感和坚定的这种语气问，在这无尽的阴影当中，我们在哪里能找到光明？
Where can we find light in this never-ending shade?
并且呢，以自己的这个诗歌和人生故事作为一个答案，这首诗，所以就是很非常的 impressive。
Americans all over the country were so touched by it. It felt like a breath of fresh air, and that someone was finally offering hope to the despair we were all feeling.
2020年是美国特别 破碎的一年哈。这首诗呢就像 a breath of fresh air, 一股新鲜的空气，对不对？
She recognized the pain we have all been through and showed us that we can heal together.
You can heal together. 所以呢这首诗的题目叫做 The Hill We Climb, 我们攀登的山。
Yes, so this title is the idea that we have a hill to climb as a country to heal and repair what has been broken.
一种团结一致的一种精神哈。
Yes, the United States has been very divided this year, so it's the idea that we need to work hard to create peace and unity.
其实不光是美国吧，就是不光是美国，全世界其实都是 has been divided, 都是很分裂了哈，都需要 peace 以及 unity. 希望这一届的拜登政府能够为此做贡献哈。
Yes, this is our hill to climb. Well, that's all for today's episode of Amanda Gorman. Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review from whatever platform you're listening to. Until next time.
不知道大家喜不喜欢今天的节目。如果你喜欢的话 ，make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. 欢迎大家点赞、转发以及留言。Until next time. Bye bye.
Bye. Much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.